This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara. Welcome to the Thursday tally number 13. A bit later on, I'm going to be talking about you always get what you wish for. But for now, I just want to go over a little bit of what I've been doing during the week. I lost another couple of pounds, so I've lost 30 pounds altogether, which I'm delighted about. I've been trying to lose weight for so long, and I'm only off the alcohol for just over 3 months, and 30 pounds is cool. Like I say, 13 weeks off the alcohol, and I'm feeling really good. I'm wish I had done it a long time ago, but as Wayne Dyer says, coulda, shoulda, woulda, they're all impossible things to do. So really, you do get what you wish for in this life, and that's including when you're trying to give up alcohol. One of the biggest fights that you're going to have is inside your own brain. It's 50% of everything is right in there. It's what you imagine it to be. And if you tell yourself that you can't quit, then you're not going to. For years, I was a smoker. For over 30 years, I smoked. And in those 30 years, I swear to God, I must have tried to give up maybe 100 times, over 100 times. And each time, you know, looking back on it now, I defeated myself. It was, I kept telling myself I couldn't do it. And of course, I couldn't do it. I watched a great documentary film called The Secret. There was two versions. One was made in the late 90s. Another one was made maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I think they're the same thing, but just different cuts. And they basically say that whatever you want in your life, you can put it into your head and you can wish for it, positive thinking, and you'll get it. Your brain, the universe around you, whatever, will find ways of getting it for you. But it also works the opposite way around as well. And if you tell yourself that you're no good at doing something, or if you tell yourself that you're going to get a cold or whatever, your brain will find ways of making that come true as well. There was a Roman philosopher called Seneca, who was the tutor and advisor to Nero. He lived around the same time as Christ. And he said, the wish for healing has always been half of health. So it's a lot of the stuff that you can do for yourself to heal yourself comes from the inside, comes from the inside of your brain by giving yourself the positive feelings. And I guarantee you now, you are not going to give up alcohol if you don't want it to happen, if you don't wish for it. If you keep telling yourself you're not going to be able to give up, then it's not going to work out for you. One of my affirmations, my mantras that I kept repeating over and over again to myself, and I still do now, is I'm in control of drinking. I control it, nobody else. And I'm totally glad that I'm off. I don't drink anymore. So I control drinking. So just take that. I hope you got something out of this Thursday tally. As normal, go over to the website and leave a message. You can contact me directly by sending me an email to kevinohara@alcoholmastery.com, or you can go and leave a comment on the posts, or go to the contact form at the top of the website. Ask me anything you want. I'll try and answer any questions. I'll try and give you as much help as I can. My name is Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.